I'm Beth Hunter. Welcome to the Classic Cafe. Today, we are taking you to Nashville and landing lightly right now on the patio of Music City Bar and Grill and catch up with Robbie Witowski today at the Stars of Country Music yard sale. Robbie was the tour manager for 6 years for Bill Anderson and then was the personal manager for Little Jimmy Dickens, for 14 years, up until the time of Little Jimmy's death. Robbie is a great historian and great at preserving all of the memories of real country music, because he's made a lot of those memories. He's a part of a lot of those stories. Robbie, welcome to the Classic Cafe today.
Hey, Beth, thank you so much. Boy, I'll tell you what, you got my head swelling. I don't know if all that's true, but it sure sounds good.
Well, I'll go ahead and laugh, because if it was the truth, we wouldn't be giggling now, would we, okay?
That's right. Boy, I'll tell you what, so many great memories with Little Jimmy Dickens, for sure. And Bill Anderson.
So, Robbie, you're at the Stars of Country Music yard sale. I know it's hot. I talked to Joyce earlier, and she said there's no awning over your head. So it's a warm one out there, but you probably have a lot of folks in town for CMA Fest.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're coming in car loads and bus loads and getting ready for a great, great week of country music, for sure. And it's so great to be able to take and visit with some of the old friends we've made over the years, and of course we're meeting new friends every day and look forward to next year when they come back, and then they'll be old friends. So it's just a great time here.
And Robbie, we were talking about making memories and being a part of country music history, and there's no way that you wouldn't have a story or 10 or 100 stories about the legendary Little Jimmy Dickens. You lived in close proximity with him for a lot of years. I'd love to hear another great Little Jimmy story.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hard to pick any special one, because there was so many great stories and memories with Little Jim. But his aunt passed away in Bolt, Virginia, and I drove him over there. And we went a couple days early before the visitation, and he took me down through the old holler there in Bolt, West Virginia, and showed me the schoolhouse and where he lived. Of course, that home is just rubble now, an old cabin. But anyways, one of the favorite stories that he told me was about the old grocery store, and that's where his grandparents would go that actually raised him, and they would get groceries each week. But the folks there, a lot of them are just poor as church mice, and so they would just have to sign a ticket. Maybe they'd come pay a few dollars next week or whatever and still be able to have groceries and eat. So with that being said, when Jimmy finally started having some success in the music business and joined the Grand Ole Opry, he went back to Bolt, West Virginia, and went to the store owner and said, "I know my grandpa and grandma owe you some money. They probably never got the debt paid." And the store owner said, "Oh, no, it's all paid in full." And Jimmy knew better, and he pulled his billfold out and left the store owner with probably more money than they did owe. But he kept that in mind all those years, that when the day come that he had the success, he would go back and take care of some of those things. So that's one of my favorite stories, because that's just the kind of person he was, just a great memory. And boy, I'll tell you what, our guest that you'll have today, Joyce Jackson, talk about memories. She's got the memories, and I know I need to get you on the phone with her.
Well, let's introduce her. She is a story in and of herself, because she has worked in Nashville for over 50 years. She was a star-struck girl from Kentucky. She grew up, she moved to Nashville, and she has worked behind the scenes on behalf of such Music City legends as singer Jim Reeves, Dottie West, Floyd Kramer, Willie Nelson, Mae Axton, who wrote Elvis Presley's first number one selling record, Heartbreak Hotel, the Grand Ole Opry's Justin Tubb. And he recorded a song about her in his hit composition, Take a Letter, Miss Gray. So let's introduce you now to Joyce Gray Jackson here in the Classic Cafe. Joyce, are you with me?
I am. How are you doing, Beth?
I'm doing so good. How about yourself there at the yard sale?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, and I just want to thank you so much for letting me be a part of your show today.
You know, I'm going to thank you back because you have such a wealth of stories, such great memories, and so many things to tell that mean so much. And Joyce, I talked to you earlier. You absolutely are not digging up anything about anybody that you couldn't tell the preacher. That's what I'm seeing out of you. And what a privilege. What a privilege it must have been to work directly for Gentleman Jim.
It was you know, I came from a little town in Kentucky called Peewee Valley, and I came to Nashville with $150 and two suitcases, and 10 days later I started working for Jim.
Incredible. And do you have a favorite story about Jim Reeves that you could tell us?
You know, I've got a lot. I've got so many stories, and they're all at one time or another was a favorite, but so many people knew Jim just as an artist or something like that, and I want to. One story I want to tell is the human story. He was such a great humanitarian, and he loved his fans. And he found out this lady in San Antonio, who was an older lady, had her hi-fi, they called it then, her hi-fi had gone out, as well as her television. And she was such a fan of Jim's that Jim called Perry Shankill in San Antonio and said, I want you to get a TV and a hi-fi out there to her. And he told her name, and he bought that for her, and he said, then just send me the bill. And then there was this little 10-year-old girl in North Carolina that was blind, and at 10 years old, she was a big fan of Jim's, and all she ever wanted was a Braille Bible or a Braille watch, and I had printed Braille books in Louisville, Kentucky, and I knew that was impossible to send her that, so I told Jim that was impossible. That was the first thing he said to get her, and I said, no, you can't do that. We'll have to get her a Braille watch. So he said, we'll find her a Braille watch and send her, and we did, and her mother wrote the sweetest letter back. But I just wanted to show the human side of Jim a little bit. But there's a lot of fun stories about Jim that I could go on and on and on, and I know you don't have time for all of that.
Oh, I don't know. I tell you, one of the good things about you is I could sit and listen to you for hours. Actually, I could come live with you if you would let me. I would listen and listen and listen. But you actually have published a book because you have so many great memories and such a vast history of the artists in real country music, Joyce. And I want to talk about that book. I definitely want our public to know that it is out there. It's a great read. We want them to buy it and sit down with it and savor those beautiful stories. So, Joyce, tell us about the book that you have written.
Well, it's called My Memories of Jim Reeves and Other Celebrities, because working for Jim, I was afforded the opportunity to get to know most all the old country artists that was back then, and like the Ray Prices, the Merle Haggards, the Patsy Cline's, and I got to know all of those people. They were not just artists, they were friends of mine. I said, people now that are legends, they consider legends, were just friends of mine, like Mel Tillis would go play softball on Sundays with Justin Tubb, would organize a softball game, and we had Hank Locklin and Mel Tillis, and I don't know who all would come out. Pam was so little, she was in a playpen out there at the park, you know, and things like that. I've been so blessed with knowing the real legends that they know today as legends, but they were friends of mine.
Interestingly enough, Joyce, you've worked almost 50 years in Nashville for these celebrities. When you came from Kentucky, what prepared you for this career?
I wasn't prepared. I definitely was not prepared. I loved country music, and when I went to high school, I was made fun of for they called it hillbilly music back then. And I said, well, that's okay. One of these days I'm going to Nashville and meet some of these people. And because I used to go to the shows when they were come to Louisville, and I knew the Wilburns, the Wilburn brothers. I've known since 1954. And of course, they're all gone now, but we were great friends. I said I've had many a biscuit and gravy at Mom Wilburn's house. So we were just something that I wanted to do because I love the music, and I had no idea that I would be working for the great Jim Reeves. But 10 days after I came here, I started working for him, and I worked for him for 6.5 years, and then he got killed in the plane crash, of course, and July the 31st, 1964 will mark 54 years that he's been gone. But I stayed on with Mary, and it was like a little over 30 years for the Jim Reeves Enterprises Vineyard.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Yes, I could listen to you and listen to you, but because we know that is impossible for us to spend years together reliving your memories, we want folks to check out your book. And so it's available on Amazon, right?
Yeah, it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or they can write to Walt Trott, Nova Books, Nashville, and he can get them books too.
Joyce, tell us the title. Tell us the title of your book one more time.
Okay, it's My Memories of Jim Reeves and Other Celebrities.
And Joyce, I can't thank you enough for joining us today from the patio of the Music City Bar and Grill. It is CMA Fest Week, and you and I both know a lot has changed through the years in the music industry, but one thing is the fans are still loving the artists, and that is so important, and we know how important those fans are to the artists. I could see it last night. I really didn't hear any country music in the awards show last night, but I did see a very gracious country music industry and the artists reaching out and being grateful to their fans. And that's what this week is all about.
It is. And I love the fans, and Jim loved his fans. He was phenomenal about remembering their names and where they were from. I kind of try to do the same way he did, because it's important that you know people's names and where they're from. You know, for the fan, that makes them, that just endears them to an artist when the artist can say, oh yeah, I know you, you're from so-and-so, and your name's so-and-so, you know.
It's always a surprise, yeah. Yeah. And what a gift to be able to remember. Sometimes if people put on an orange shirt and the last time I saw them in a blue shirt, I don't know who they are.
Right.
I try, though.
Beth, I know you're running probably short of time, but before you let me go, I would like to, I think that they can pull you up on their cell phones. Am I right?
Yes.
Well, I want to say hi to my daughter, Joy Kirkland. She is in Texas right now. There's been a little death in the family, kind of. But anyway, she is the daughter-in-law to James Kirkland, who was Jim Reeves' bass player and frontman, one of the original Blue Boys. And I thought that might be interesting for you to know.
That is very interesting to know. And your world is just your neighborhood. And obviously your family means a lot to your friends as well. That just speaks to who you are, Joyce. I asked Joyce earlier if I could play any one Jim Reeves song today for her, what would it be? And here in where we play real country music and honor our classic country music artists, we do miss Jim Reeves. We get to play his music and keep it alive here on the airwaves. And so Joyce said, well, if I could pick one, it's not easy, but if I could pick one, it would be Missing You. I'm going to play it right now, and thank you, Joyce Jackson, for joining us today for the Classic Cafe.
Thank you.
Missing you, can't help but wish that you were in my arms tonight, making love to me. Kissing you, that's all. Seems seems just right now that we're apart. I always spend my time just writing lines to you. Can't wait for you to write, say.
Can't wait for you to write, say.